Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome back to another episode of Positivity Spartans. This is episode 29. How's everybody doing today? It's your boy Isaiah Hubbard with my man Marcellus Majestic James. Eric Lane will be joining us later. And we have a very special guest. I'm excited to have her on today. Clara. She is the I had to work on that before the episode started. she is the creator of our logo for the podcast. And she was gracious enough as well to join and be a co-host today. Clara, how you doing today?
Hi. So my name's Clara Valenzuela. I am the owner of My Silver Spring Art. I'm based in Tucson, Arizona. I mostly specialize in digital art, paint on canvas, clothing. I'm getting into embroidery as well. And I'm also double majoring in art and film. So I hope to get my art career starting first and then later my film career.
That's so dope. So like you,
Thank you. So
you not only deal with graphic design, you can actually like paint and draw as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so you're multifaceted. That's
yeah,
amazing.
I barely started with digital art, like literally this past summer.
Oh, okay. Cool. And is that like what you touch on more in school?
Yeah, kind of. I barely started touching on digital art like early pandemic when the quarantine started because I got an iPad.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's just what I was doing all summer. And that's kind of how I got my practice.
Okay. They learn. See, that's a lot of people they want to say like 2020 is such this horrible year, but you know what I mean, the hustlers out here hustling, they're finding new things.
Is.
Yeah, they're finding new things to add to their repertoire. That's what's up. Yeah, definitely. Do you mind when did you first start like getting into art?
I think for like as long as I can remember, honestly, I've always been drawing and writing little books and stuff since I was probably like a toddler.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it's always been a passion, yeah.
Nice. It's always been like a lifelong thing.
Mm-hmm,
that's
sure.
Cool. That's cool. Yo, Marcellus, man, what's up, dog? How you living today?
I'm good. Another week passed. More successful things done. So,
absolutely, my brother. How's the army been treating you, man?
Man, I'm tired.
I hear you. I hear you. I
need to take some leave or something. I'm white.
Hey, man, we getting into the holiday season, man. You know that block leave coming up soon.
Yeah, we got a 4-day this week, so.
True, Labor Day is coming up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you and Claudia, y'all know each other, right?
We met through another friend of hers that does art. That
Gabby, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So that's how you guys met each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty lit. Yeah, so for those of y'all who don't know, Marcellus was the one who reached out to Claudia, and Claudia created the logo for us. And thank you so much again. Like I know I already thanked you, but I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. You're welcome.
It is so dope. It is such a dope logo. Like I'm happy. I'm satisfied with it. thank you. So you said you study film and art?
Yes.
So like do you do like short movies or anything like that?
So what's about the U of A, I love the film department there, but at the same time, it's very biased and not diverse.
Mm.
Yeah. Got so, you. Because I started my freshman year, I knew I was going to do art as a major. Then I got cold feet because I am based in Arizona, so art doesn't do well there.
Right.
So I was like, what should I do? So I just kept looking around and I switched to consumer science and retailing, which I have no interest in at all. I only did it because my brother was majoring in that.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, I did that for a semester, and then I'm like, I don't want to do this. So I switched back to art, and I talked to my advisor if I could double major because I wanted to do film as well. So I did both. And for the film department at the U of A, in order to, like, get into, like, really good classes where you're actually, like, hands-on on cameras and stuff, you have to join the BFA, which is you apply and you go through a series of, like, interviews and, you know, they accept you or they don't accept you. And I don't know, I just felt it was very biased when I got interviewed and, like, when I saw the kids that they chose and, like, the classes before, just mostly white. students. So yeah,
it's unfortunate that you have to go through that, because I mean, yeah, your work should speak for itself.
Yeah, it wasn't a shocker either, because just the U of A is a lot of white students.
Yeah, are you Are you originally from Arizona?
Yes, I'm born and raised here in Tucson.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. Damn, that's something you've had to experience most of your life.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like if you ever came here, have you been to Tucson?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, if you ever been here, like it's literally like segregated. Oh, like, wow. South is just like Hispanics, Mexicans, and then once you like go towards the north, east, like U of A area, it's just nothing but Caucasians.
Oh wow, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, it's really like nobody really like, you have to like talk about it for people to know about it, you know? Because like last year I took this one class for film, and it was called Theory and Representation in Film. Uh-huh. And we just talk about discrimination and stereotypes, and we just touched on like our own experiences with it. And I had like a lot of white students in there, and I'm just like, I'm gonna be honest, like it's kind of like scary being a brown like Mexican girl, you know? Yeah. Coming to a big college, even if you're in your own city, but it's kind of scary like coming in where the majority around like don't look like you, you know?
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were just talking about like how diverse, you know, the United States is compared to a lot of other places. And yeah. you have those certain spots, you know, where it's like that. Uh-huh. It's so unfortunate, man. That is so unfortunate. Did that affect your art style at all? Like, do you sort of like put that emotion into your art?
I don't know. I don't think like my art and my way of thinking could be very political, but I think I'm just so like passionate about like fashion and other things and like music. Mm-hmm. that's mostly like my concepts.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like most of my art is like, I don't know, like classic rock, Fleetwood Mac.
More expressive of things you enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Okay. Like I don't really, it's not very personal. Gotcha. I would say.
I dig that. Yeah. I dig that. And now, you have your own business as well?
I'm in like the early, very, very early stages of doing it.
I feel you.
Just because, of like the quarantine and everything, and just, you know, not really being sure what's like next. So
yeah.
I was kind of like, maybe this is just like my light, you know, to like finally seize that, you know, and try to start my own little art business.
Yeah.
Because I'm a senior now in college.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm just trying to figure things out, and I just getting the iPad too helped a lot, doing digital work, you know, and like meeting like you guys, like being able to do logos for people, that's like helped me. So yeah, I'm just really in the early stages, gonna try to start doing screen printing like on shirts. Mm-hmm. Of my art. I'm embroidering now, so hopefully selling that too, and then I'm just looking into like starting my own website pretty soon, hopefully.
Bet. That's dope. I will definitely be recommending people to you.
And for thank people, you so who, much. Yeah, people who I appreciate those. It a lot.
Yeah, I will definitely be recommending them to you. And yeah, we're gonna have to get your information for sure. So that way we can put it in the description as well, because you know I'm all about, you know, me networking, helping people, especially since, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you created our logo, so I mean, I am forever grateful. Yeah, but that's dope. Like, you know, that's because that's kind of where I am. You know, I wanna have a series of episodes, and that's why I'm glad mm-hmm. you came on. So you know, we can spotlight up and coming entrepreneurs and things like that, because you know we all deserve a chance.
Of course,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with the work that you're doing, you definitely have the talent.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem at all. Myself, I feel like I'm taking over the episode, man. I'm gonna let you talk for a little bit. My bad.
Now you're good. It's a good
fun. Ooh, some water.
So, with the studio that you're gonna be creating, what do you kind of want to point towards, or you want to kind of be broad the entire time? Like, what's your, I'll say, end goal?
For my art?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, like, Because I honestly, like, I barely started thinking about this, like, maybe even 2 months ago. Because I knew I always wanted to, like, do some, that's why I'm majoring in art, you know, I wanted to have some type of career in it. But, like, once I started seeing, like, Gabby and other people, like, locals, like, selling their art, and I'm like, I should be doing this too, you know, profiting off, like, what I love to do. So I just started doing lots of research, and I don't know, I think just, I guess, short goals, just to get a website going, just getting my art out there, because I don't know what's in store for me long term. But I know for sure I want to get out of Arizona.
Yeah, I think you'll have to relocate to really blow up.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, I always like working with small-town artists because you never know what could happen. Like, when I was in Germany, there was this girl. She did a lot of hip-hop art paintings or whatever. And she, like, relocated to the States, and she sells her paintings for, like, $600 a piece now. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I should have bought something from her. Damn it. So now when I find, like, local artists, I'm like, oh, this person's good.
Yeah, you take advantage.
Let me buy that before their prices go crazy.
Yeah, art is an investment, man.
It is.
It really is.
Jay-Z talked about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you're like, I don't know how can I phrase this? Like, what's like the very first, like your most favorite? Yeah, what's your like most favorite art piece, or your most favorite style of art? Should I say?
Let me see. There's this girl I follow on Instagram that, like, because I never really cared for style, you know, and, like, specific genres, like, abstract and things like that, or portraits. Well, I guess, actually, portraiture is one thing, because I really like faces.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I like faces and realistic paintings more than, like, I guess, like I said, abstract. But there's this girl I follow on Instagram. She does kind of, like, psychedelic art, and I think that's probably one of my favorites for sure. Just, I feel like I always look at and I'm inspired from like 1960s like psychedelic rock like posters and concert posters and albums.
Yeah, that's pretty dope for like Woodstock era and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm for sure an old, like, if you were to know me or people, you've like talked to people that know me, I'm for sure like an old soul.
Yeah, I feel that. We listening to Jimi Hendrix and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm a big Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, Fleetwood Mac.
That's what's up. I mean, it's like, I feel like as an artist, you're like susceptible to a lot of different styles and genres. And, and you know what I mean? when you find your favorite, it's always amazing to like, to I guess bring it to life in your art, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I feel like ever since I found like my belonging, I guess, like, first in music of like what type of music I like, I feel like that had a big influence on my art.
Yeah. What are some other artists or other things that influence your art?
Let me try to think. Film. I mean, even film inspires my art as well. Just like pop culture in general, honestly. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, I can dig that. I can dig you. What's your favorite like pop culture rave movie?
I'm not sure.
Mine is Pulp Fiction. I really like Pulp Fiction. It's one of those movies that it's a culture classic. You know what I mean? Because it's like timeless, yeah, sure. So you can watch it anytime. But Pulp Fiction is one of those movies.
It's like Wallace. What does he look like?
Do you get that a lot?
Oh my god.
That's the first thing I thought of I saw your name.
Like every third new person I meet. You ever watch Pulp Fiction? Yes. Oh, someone's done that before? Yes.
I don't know. I guess one of my favorite pop culture movies are Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
Have you seen that one? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big
one of my favorites.
What about you, Marcellus?
Can we say Black Panther is a pop culture movie? Because
yeah, definitely a culture classic. Yeah, cultural classic, definitely.
Because that movie was from just looking at it just graphically and artistically, that movie was amazing.
The soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack was off the chain. I was actually, you know, RIP to my man Chadwick Boseman. I was actually listening to the soundtrack early. It's a dope soundtrack. I'm a big fan for like movie scores and like TV shows and things like that too. Marcellus, you said you're watching Cobra Kai. Clouder, have you ever do you like watch Netflix TV shows and whatnot?
I do. My dad's actually really into Cobra Kai because he's a big Karate Kid nerd, 80s kid. Yeah,
it has a pretty good soundtrack. You know, the scores in there are pretty awesome.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, that and Umbrella Academy. You know, they have some pretty good music. I'm a fan for like music that complement like movie scenes. I feel like if you can get the perfect song for the movie scene, I mean, that just takes it over the top.
Yeah, they did really well with that soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she said she liked the whole 60s time frame, I was like, oh, you should have jumped into the Umbrella.
Yeah. You would.
Is that what it's based in?
For season two.
Yeah, season two is like back in the past, JFK era and things like that. But I mean, even in season one, you know what I mean? There's that shades of the past. It's just real, like, I guess.
It's hard to explain that show.
Right, yeah, it's culturally popular because of all the era. It takes the best of every era, I guess.
And then there's six total, well, technically seven main characters. So a lot of it's very relatable to a lot of people.
Yeah,
so many people watch it.
It's amazing how we start talking about art, which turns into music, which turns into TV shows.
I mean, it's all one big thing.
Yeah, it just goes to show how big art is, you know, in our everyday life, and we take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a big fan of artists because, you know, I can't even draw stick figures. You know what I mean? So I find it amazing that, you know, y'all can start with a blank canvas and an idea in your mind, and you can bring it to life. I mean, that's the secret to success. You know what I'm saying? You have the idea, and then you take your canvas, which is your life, and then you put it into motion and you create it. You know what I mean? It's like artists can do that just at will. I think that's so amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Some like fanboying over like the Sistine, Chapel and whatnot.
Clara, have you been like to other countries?
No, I never.
Oh, you need to go to Europe.
I want to so bad. I was planning on going to London in May, and I was planning it like last year. Even tracking like flights and stuff, and then COVID hit, so I was like, never mind.
But like, I've been to the I don't even know how to say it right, the Louvre. I don't know how to say it. The Louvre.
Is it?
In Paris, I've been there, and like you can spend all day in that place, like literally.
I really want to. Yeah.
And then it's funny, people are crazy about the Mona Lisa, and Mona Lisa is like a 10 by, not like a 16 by 20 image. It's not that big at all.
Really?
Yeah, it's not very large at all. But the funny thing is, like, when you go into the museum and you're walking around, people are trying to find it or whatever, and they get to it, and there's a crowd. There's at least 100 people standing in front of the photograph. Right? So people are all standing there, and I'm like, that's it? And I'm like angry. You know?
Yeah.
I'm living like that. That's it. This is the Mona. Are you serious? Right. And I look across, like if you make a 180 from the Mona Lisa, there's the largest painting I've ever seen in my life. And it covers an entire wall.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. Like every little detail in that painting is I don't even know how they put that much detail in that large of a painting. And I'm like, what, nobody sees this? Like
everybody was worried about the Mona Lisa.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm like, yeah, turn around, look.
The Mona Lisa's overhyped.
I said, forget Mona Lisa, I'm going over here. But you can't even get that painting in one picture because it's so big.
That's crazy. Do you, Claudia, do you do any like photography at all? I'm sorry, did you mention you photography at all?
No, I do not. No.
Okay, so yeah, I guess you did just say you got into the digital and you got the iPad.
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. See, I would have thought like the the Mona Lisa would have been like this giant portrait. I mean, not giant, but like at least like the size of like a 60-inch TV or something.
It's not too big, man.
That's pretty small.
I was really disappointed. But like when you go to those bigger, larger European travel cities, the street art there is pretty dope. Like even the Berlin Wall is covered with graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they preserve the images. I don't know if it's like contracts or whatever, but there's like palettes and there's straight art and it's not covered by anything else for like a solid mile on the Berlin Wall. And then in London, they have a tunnel that's all graffiti.
So, but, yeah. Like they like the entire tunnel, like from the ceiling and everything?
Yes, people paint. Oh, wow. People like spray on the ceiling. I watched the I should have got like his Instagram and stuff, but I watched a dude create art.
Yeah.
It was like 5 or 6 of them at one time, but this dude was talented. He was like super talented. Like I watched him start to, I guess they used the same spot for whatever artist it was. Mm-hmm. So he like covered up his old painting and we went to eat and came back and it was like a brand new piece up there. It was like a ram with rotating spirals that came up. It was dope. It was so detailed. Wow. He did it in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Two and a half hours.
That's crazy. Claudia, what's the longest you've ever worked on a piece?
Days, probably, days. Honestly. Yeah. Or even months, yeah.
Months? What takes months?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, like, I mean, not straight. Like, I'm, you know, I have other things going on, yeah. So I can't get to it. But yeah, but it takes long, especially like paintings.
Yeah, I could imagine. I can imagine that would take a pretty long time.
Yeah.
And then like, do you like ever get like, you know, how writers get writer's block. Does that ever happen to artists?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
After I finish something that I'm like really proud of, I'm like, okay, so what's next?
Oh.
And you know, I kind of just like, I don't know what to do next. Yeah.
Oh, so you got to stop and smell the roses sometimes. No, you got to enjoy that piece for a little bit. You know, pat yourself on the back. Let your mind refresh for a little bit. But when you do find yourself in like those situations, like where I guess artist block or whatever, are there like other things, like other hobbies that you do? You know what I mean, to take your mind off of.
Listen to music. Okay. Read a little bit, watch movies. But I'm the type of person that always has to be productive. Like, I don't know.
On the go, doing something.
Same.
Yeah, like I don't know. I can't even like on the weekends. Like especially now since school started again, mm-hmm. and I work throughout the week. Like I can't just have the weekend with like friends and stuff. Like I feel bad because like sometimes friends like oh, let's hang out, and I'm like. You know, this is, like, my, like, solo time this weekend. Like, I'm planning on getting a lot of things done, like, art-wise, you know?
Yeah. You should never feel bad for that. You know what I mean? That's
super important.
Yeah.
Time is super important.
Right. Especially when you're, you know, like you say, you're just starting to become an entrepreneur. And, like, I'm just learning that myself. Sure. I'm learning that myself. You know, my time, you know, they don't tell you, you know what I mean? When you start a business, it's just you. It's just you at the top, you know what I mean? We mentioned that on a previous podcast episode, but like you have to do everything. You have to make the meetings, you have to set the times, you know what I mean? You're your marketing team, you're everything you have to do, so your time becomes, you know, super valuable. So I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, time is really money at that point.
Man, for
it really is. I always say that. Yeah,
it really is. Like it's so cliche, but it's so true at the same time.
It is.
Really. I mean, it's like,
but it's also like really good too, though, because then it kind of just like you don't need in your life that like can't appreciate, you know, that like they just get over jealous, I guess, for your time and stuff. Like, I've experienced that within this past year, you know, like losing friends for like long term friends, but in the end, it's worth it because, like, I'm not getting that pressure anymore of, like, having to feel bad for, like, you know, putting my art on pause for them. Are you an introvert? I don't know. Maybe. I guess. I've been told that I am.
do you, if you're around a bunch of people for a long time, do you get energy from it or does it drain you?
It depends who it is.
Yeah, I agree with
what group
I agree with
of
that.
People
yeah,
it is.
It definitely depends. I'm an introvert. I know I'm an introvert, but like if I'm with certain groups of people, I can definitely hang for a lot longer than what I'm with others.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'd much rather be in the house.
I think I transitioned.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm starting to. You know what I mean? I'm starting to get outside more. Well, I'm starting to want to be outside more. It sucks because like I don't really want to go a lot of places because of COVID, but at the same time, I want to go more places. So it's like trying to be more creative. You know what I mean?
Man, I could care less at this point.
I guess if I go to the gym, I can go anywhere.
Like I don't even like talking to people like that anymore. And Isaiah, you know me. Like I'm a straight up extrovert, but I feel how Claudia feels like when I have so much stuff I want to do while I'm here. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for people. Like I don't want to deal with you because you're not helping me.
I feel like, right.
I got all these goals I'm trying to get to, and you over here doing other shit. No,
hey, that is true, man. And you know, like we said, we're in the fourth quarter, man. It's the last 4 months of the year. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of people want to accomplish. Hey, you should never feel bad about wanting to spend your time, you know what I mean, wisely, building yourself.
Yeah.
So you said, the 70s, 60s rock era, that's like your, that's as far as music and music and everything?
Yeah, film, everything, okay. Fashion.
So you don't listen to, like, a lot of today's music at all, huh?
I do, like, a little bit, but it's really hard to get into it for me. Because I just compare, and I'm just like, I don't know. Like, because my friend, like, one of my best friends, she's obsessed with Harry Styles. And I've never been a One Direction fan growing up, but I don't know. I guess he's, like, one of the new artists that I like, that I enjoy. Speaking about the Black Panther soundtrack, I really like Kendrick Lamar. SZA, So there's a few artists here and there.
Basically, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
there's a lot of music that's made right now. It's just somebody trying to make some money. They're like, all right, who can dance to this?
You know,
it's going to get people out of their seat. It's catchy, but they're not thinking about the content.
Nah, at all. Today's music is like hammer pants. You know what I mean? It's... You know, people are hype over it now, but in a couple years, you know, they're gonna be like, yo, what were we thinking? Right, you know what I mean? That's how it is. Because I'm a big J. Cole fan. SZA, Kendrick Lamar. I'm starting to like Jordan Lucas. D Smoke. If you guys haven't heard of D Smoke, y'all should definitely check out D Smoke if you like content. And it's dope because he's a bilingual rapper too, so he like speaks Spanish. And he raps, so it's like, I think that's like dope. I think things like that, you know, they take the art to the next level. You know what I mean? It's like, because not a lot of people can do that, so it's a skill you definitely have to obtain, work on, and master.
Yeah, and it sucks that those type of artists are overlooked by like other artists who are in the mainstream.
Popular.
And don't have half the talent.
Like I think the VMAs today, and I could care less.
My sister asked me, I was like, I don't watch that. I'm like,
you're right. It's nothing to watch for me.
Like, I can't remember the last time I got excited about the VMAs.
Probably way before I joined the army, so way some years ago before I used to watch the BET Awards.
The last time I ever heard people actually talk about it was when Miley Cyrus was wearing that one outfit.
Yeah.
But
like
that's about it.
Yeah. The viral moments. That's probably the best. That's probably the best thing that comes from those viral memes and the tweets. I guess the outfits, because the outfits are, you know, considered fashion and things like that. Yeah. So there's aspects, but as far as the music and those awards, nah. Because it's all biased in my opinion.
It's all a popularity contest.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Because the voters aren't me and you. I'll tell you that much. So who knows who votes on those things? I had a question on the tip of my mind and it totally slipped because we started talking about music and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so you said you've never been like outside the country, but have you like traveled anywhere like stateside? No? Like New York, none of that?
Okay. I've been Hawaii. Hawaii. Yeah. I went there as a kid. I've been to Florida, California a few times. I think that's about it.
You've ever like gone to any museums or anything, or like looked at like the net, like so you said you were in Cali. Where were you in Cali? Did you get to see like any graffiti or anything like that?
Just like at the, you know, like those local artists like at beaches and stuff that put on shows, things like that. Nothing, honestly. I don't know why. Like as an artist, I think it's weird now that you ask me that. Like when I go out of like my hometown, like I never had the urge to go to museums. So I don't know. And the only museums I've ever been to is the ones on the U of A campus, only because I had to for class. So
see, I'm kind of like I'm a big like fan of, I guess, not necessarily history, but like older art and things like that. Like so, like we had talked about travel and like architect and things like that. So I'm a fan of things like that. So I kind of like to go to, like, I was in D.C. and I went to the African-American Museum, which is
Need to go there.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's pretty dope. Definitely. Definitely a place you should visit.
Is it the one with like the huge building?
Yes. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, I think I saw it on Twitter.
It's enormous.
Like, there was a thread about it.
And then the Holocaust Museum as well, which is another like giant building. But yeah,
man, I went to one of the memorials of that.
What, for the Holocaust?
When I was in Budapest.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh man, that was tough to say the least.
I can believe
it. The imagery, they showed a video. I don't know, this video like really messed with me. They showed how skinny they were from, you know, starving pretty much.
Right.
And you could, there was a person walking, you could see their hips stick out of their back.
Oh my.
Like the, like where your butt's supposed to be, you can see the hip bone stick. It was pretty sick.
Yeah.
And then they showed them like bulldozing the bodies into pits and stuff. It was harsh. It was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. I get speechless around that stuff because it's amazing that people don't even, there's some people who believe that didn't even happen. Which is
go to the museum, like the actual concentration camps, I refuse to go, man.
Yeah. That's like
I believe in like bad spirits and all that.
No, right.
I'm not here for it.
Right. There's that's like you're trying to parade around a plantation. Like, nah, I'm good.
There's millions of dead.
Yeah. Nope. Are you, Claudia, are you like, are you a spiritual person?
Like, do I believe in ghosts?
Not necessarily believe in ghosts, but like I'm a spiritual person, as in I believe in like energies and vibrations and things like that. I do also believe there is negative energies and there is negative spirits as well. So
I would say I'm a spiritual person. I for sure feel like, you know, if someone has bad energy or I get like bad vibes from them, and I steer more towards people who have good energy, you know. I feel like I give good energy.
I mean, you give out what you want to receive. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. That's what we do here at Positivity Spartans. we bring everybody with good energy so that way we can spread it all.
Yeah.
We can spread it out, across the world, because we definitely need it. Definitely need it in these times. that's another conversation for another day. But what was I gonna ask? See, I had the question again. And I totally lost it. I gotta stop doing that to myself. Yeah, because I end up talking around. You end up making a good point, and I want to compliment you for it. So it's like I end up losing myself. But spot me, Marcellus, because I'm drawing a blank right now.
You got any questions for us?
Oh yeah, there you go. Good one.
I guess, when did you guys start this podcast? Ooh.
I started this podcast, it was like 2 years ago, maybe like around my birthday. I was literally just like, I was listening to a lot of podcasts. Like I was listening to Joe Budden and Seth Rogen. I was listening to a lot of Eric Thomas, his podcast, and what's my man's name on Twitter? Gary V. And it was kind of like, you know, I have, as you can hear, I have a very deep voice. So it's like, I was like, yo, there's no reason why I can't, you know what I mean? Take that platform, use my voice and you know, spread my energy.
Yeah.
So I started about 2 years ago, just basically with the intention of networking people. You know what I mean? Bringing people with good energy and things like that. And just, you know, bring them to a platform where we could all be successful and, you know, reach what we feel is success in our mindset. And, you know, I feel like that's my purpose in life, is to help people. So I started the podcast. And then when'd you guys hop on, Marcellus? It's been about...
It was like right after COVID hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
Like immediately, March, I want to say, right?
Oh, so you're still kind of into it.
So Isaiah... He took a pause after what, like?
Yeah. I took about a year hiatus. You know, I wasn't sure about the content I wanted to push, honestly, because I wanted to try to keep it all positive, but it's like, it's hard to do that. So I had to adapt and like kind of change to talking about tough topics and things like that as well. Yeah, kind of make it more of a diverse podcast. So I took a year hiatus, kind of got my mind right, and then we back.
And then when he initially started it, I kind of wanted to be a part of it, but I lived in Germany at the time, so
yeah.
It was a 8-hour time difference.
Yeah, that was like, crazy.
Hey, I'm not waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I got to go work out. I'm good. But now we're close enough, so
yeah. Him and Lane came about. Y'all been rocking about 3 months now. Yeah, maybe longer. Yeah, nice. So. It's been long. It's been long. And you, I mean, you're the, before I just used the picture off the internet, so you definitely brought a new level to the podcast, so thank you.
It's starting to become a brand now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I cannot thank you enough for that.
Of course. Thank you guys for reaching out to me.
No doubt. It's a, you know what I mean? It's what we do. Try to help each other, you know what I mean? Help each other. Because like I said, I'll definitely be recommending you to anybody who's looking for logos and stuff. I actually think my boy, he's starting a streaming, like a streaming channel. And I think he was looking for somebody to do a logo. So I might have to throw him your info. I don't know, you know what I mean? If you're different aspects of your artistic abilities, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like when you guys came to me and you gave me like pictures, Marcellus, and I was just like, I don't really know, like, I don't really do this type of style, but, like, I was willing to do it, you know? And I knew I was capable of doing it, and it came out fine, amazing.
Yeah, I'm hype about it. Like, I'm ready to make t-shirts and everything, so. Yeah,
I might go price check this week, actually, for some t-shirts.
Right, seriously, like, definitely, so we'll definitely be. We'll definitely be supporting your art and you mean supporting you the best way we can, for sure.
Yeah, when you asked me about your logo, I'm like, after I did yours, I was like, I should have my logo now. Like, I need my own logo.
Right, because it's like, I guess I never really thought about it, but it's what represents you first. You know what I mean? It's what people see.
Yeah.
It's the first thing people see about you. So, you know what I mean? You want it to be something that's definitely stand out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what I love about the logos, you know what I mean, it represents everything I wanted to in the podcast. You know what I mean? It's just dope. You know what I mean? The positivity, the prosperity, the peace, you know what I mean? The strength of the Spartan, you know what I mean? Even from his skin tone, you know what I mean? It embodies everything, you know what I mean, I wanted in the podcast. So you definitely, you took the vision and brought it to life, for sure. Yeah, that was good. I'm gonna be gassing you up for the rest of this episode because you're gonna have to I don't know if you want to send it to Marcellus send it to me or what. You're definitely gonna have to send us your info so we can put you in the description. What platform do you use the most to like push your content? Instagram. That makes sense.
Probably.
Yeah, IG is like where it's at nowadays, especially for artists, because. Yes, your art. Yeah. Yeah, kind of a dumb question, but hey, I asked them.
There are no dumb questions.
Right.
Just dumb people.
No, but that's cool, man. Like I said, we definitely appreciate you. So what's next for you? Do you mind giving us insight on you know, what's a project you're currently working on?
Let me check my iPad, actually. I feel like my head is just everywhere. I don't even know.
Yeah, we have to, trust me, we get lost too. We have to reference back to our notes, calendars, everything.
Yeah. Well, I honestly just did an embroidery project that I've been trying to do, mm-hmm. like, all quarantine. One of my designs that I did on the iPad, I was able to deliver that to the embroidery machine that we recently got. And so, yeah, I did that. Cool. Pretty proud of that.
What did you embroider on?
And, yeah, and then a white t-shirt. It was a Fleetwood Mac. I don't know if you guys know who Fleetwood Mac is, but their album their album artwork, their Rumors album of her, of Stevie Nicks and the drummer.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty iconic album, yeah. So you guys should look at it. But I embroidered that front cover on a shirt, you know. So that was pretty exciting for me because I've been trying to do that, you know, and that's kind of puts me in the next step to what I want to also do, like, fashion-wise and art-wise, you know, like we were talking about how art and music, you know, and fashion just all ties in together. That's kind of what
you
wanna
hit. You want to hit all. You basically want to own the market. You want to monopolize that thing. Yeah, that's the go for.
Yeah. Like I don't want to. I don't want to limit myself to just, you know, digital art.
See, that's kind of the same way I am. Like, so I have the podcast, but I'm gonna be working with my homeboy who does like videos and things. So I'm gonna, like, commercials and voiceovers and things like that, and then eventually, hopefully, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? The grand scheme is to get into voice acting. You know what I mean? So maybe one day I can recast Mufasa.
That's so cool.
Hey, you never know, man. You never know. You know what I mean? It's possible. You know what I mean? You gotta think big.
I mean, Beyonce, terrible acting self, got a spot. So.
Oh, man.
Bad voice actor. Jesus.
Hey, man. Yeah, you can't limit yourself.
I love Beyonce, but Lord.
Yeah, she's way better singer than actor, for sure.
So I'm definitely hitting you up when I want my Positivity Spartans jacket embroidered. So I'm gonna take my happy self to Goodwill, find a nice little jacket.
Yeah, I might have to send that to you out there, Marcella, so you can take it to her. You might have to get one too. That sounds kinda dope.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I got a jean jacket that, you know, I might have to hit you offline after this. We might have to talk some business.
So slide it this way.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. You know, before we head off, is there anything you wanted to say to the, you know, the people listening? A message you want to leave them with or anything, or, you know, advice, or even, you know what I mean, if you want to promote yourself, you know what I mean, go ahead.
Well, I guess I have advice and to promote myself. My advice, I guess, which I should also take, is just to not compare your work to others. Everybody's on a different path, different, you know, experience, different advantages, different resources. And I think it's just helpful to, like, stay true to yourself, have patience. And, you know, and your time will come. I think that's pretty much what I'm trying to say. And for promotion wise, if you don't already follow me on Instagram, my art account is mysilverspring.art, and a little thing, just background information on the name, just one of my favorite songs from Fleetwood Mac. So,
awesome. That was definitely some great advice there, because, you know what I mean, that's I always say myself, you know what I mean, you're the greatest you that there is, so let's make you the best you that you can be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think it was like Dr. Seuss or something like that. But anyway, definitely some great advice. Thank you so much again, you know what I mean, for doing the logo, for coming on the podcast, for sharing your energy, because you definitely have that positive energy. It was a pleasure talking to you, you know what I mean, getting to know you, and You know what I mean? I look forward to working with you, like I said, here in the future, for sure.
Of course, yeah, you're welcome.
Yes,
thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
You guys
same to you, same to you. Right, yeah. As always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We appreciate the reviews and everything as well. I was just looking on Apple Podcasts and everything. You know, if you just want to go and leave a review, I would greatly appreciate it. You know, tell me it sucks if it sucks, and I will not be offended. You know what I mean? But, you know, keep the 5 stars coming. We appreciate y'all. And as always, positivity, prosperity, peace.